And now on to some fun. Man fun. Last week we asked you this. What object, gadget, toy, tool, stuff, makes you feel manly? And why? Well, we got a lot of response from men and women. Some of your manly things include a sledgehammer, neon red lipstick, and a Dick Butkus Chicago Bears throwback jersey. Rich Green of Atlanta tweeted about his box cutter, saying this, "Something about flipping the blade out makes me feel like a 1950s juvenile delinquent on a motorcycle." Well, if you're Sanka Pereira of Alexandria, Virginia, you're actually on a motorcycle and without a box cutter. This, by the way, isn't his motorcycle. Pereira writes this, "While at first glance that seems like a cliche answer, what it represents is freedom and solitude, the two things that I value most as a full-grown man, and what I hope to give my children one day." Children and what they do to you came up a lot. Joe Bernstein of Chicago says what makes him feel like a man are his gray hairs. He writes, "I got them during those early fatherhood days of short nights in the months after becoming a father. I view them as my badge of manly fatherhood experience." Maine Kim of Fort Lee, New Jersey, tells us his manly object is his vintage Seamaster 1953 watch. It doesn't just keep time, it makes it more meaningful. He writes, "To a boy, a watch is a watch. To a man, a watch is a story and something he can pass on." And the object that makes Fred Gordon of Portland, Oregon feel manly? A flute. Works for Ron Burgundy, too.
That's baby-making music. That's what that is.
Mr. Gordon tells us, "I survived grade school and high school in the mid-60s as the sole or sometimes one of two male flautists. It didn't win me a lot of points with my peers, male or female, because it wasn't guy enough." Fred Gordon says he still plays his flute. He adds this, though, "To me, a real man likes what he likes, decides what it means to be a real man, and sticks with it." You can see a visual roundup of many more manly objects at npr.org, and you can submit your own. Just use the hashtag MenPR.